We
are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 Cultivate. We are Cultivate.
The Oracle Network.
Hello and welcome to a special mini-sode of Ye Olde Crime, the show where Maddie and I discuss the funny, strange, and obscure crimes of yesteryear every Wednesday. This special bi-weekly segment is called Can You Crack the Cramp Word, which is slang for a difficult or obscure term, which I thought was very fitting. And joining me today are Kayla and Lexi from the A Little Wicked podcast. And before we begin, I'd like to give them both the opportunity to tell us a little more about themselves and their show before we start the game.
Hi, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Lexi.
This show started last summer, and Lexi joined a couple months ago, and we cover true crime stuff like unsolved murders, serial killers, lesser known stuff like that. And Lexi, you want to give, you know, a little bit about like the nightmarish
That's my assignment.
It is.
Yeah. I would say, Kayla, I feel like you're very good at finding like the true crime, the cults, the conspiracies. You're really good at finding cannibals.
Very good.
Whether you're intending to or not, they simply find you. I'm more of your cryptid, urban legend, and weird internet rabbit holes host, for lack of a better way to describe it. What was our more popular episode? The back rooms, where we warned everybody not to drink the carpet water.
Oh, yes.
Ew.
Yeah, the that's the reaction deer. We got. Yeah.
The not deer. Oh, we had on my other show, Pineapple Pizza, we had Brad from the Doomsday podcast on, and he talked about the not deer. And I was like, oh my God, nightmare fuel.
Oh, they're like, so creepy. And after the podcast, a mutual friend of Kayla and I texted us and was like, oh, there's a not deer where I live. I've seen it like 8 times. And we were like, you what?
She lives 5 minutes from me. I just want to throw that out there.
Aw, so there's a not deer where you live,
probably,
too.
Probably. It's West Virginia.
It's in your backyard right now.
Probably.
It's got human hands. It's just like, me.
It takes the hooves off, like the episode in, what was that, Adventure Time?
Just pulls its hooves off and starts shaking its fingers.
Where I live, I've seen, like, raccoons come in and out of the sewers, deer in the middle of the street. One of them is probably a not deer living in the sewers, so.
It just crawls out with the raccoons. It chills with them. They adopted it. He was like, I can wash my hands too. Watch this. Me.
I'm out here in Maryland on the Eastern Shore. So if we have a cryptid, it's probably like a crab, like a sentient crab.
The crab man.
Crab man.
Zoidberg.
Old Bay man. That's
Lobster
I don't know if that's
Bill.
How you, is that how you get rid of him or how you attract him? Is you, instead of a circle of salt, it's like a circle of Old Bay that you sprinkle around the house. I think that keeps you safe from Lobster Bill.
You just keep like sticks of butter outside your house and he's like, no, not the butter. He runs away.
I can say that I keep running into mutilated birds on my way to and from work in Baltimore. That's kind of weird. I don't have enough to do an episode on it, but it's kind of creepy. I don't enjoy it.
I wouldn't either. That doesn't sound like a good time. All right. Well, I have a couple questions to ask you ladies. So first up, can you tell our listeners how the two of you met one another?
Tinder.
I knew it. That was so quick. It's like you knew I was going to ask it.
It's actually a lot more boring than that. We met at work.
She asked me what my sign was, and I said yield.
And she was like, I found my person.
Ooh, and I said, this is Pittsburgh, baby. I'm not using turn signals to merge into your lane.
But we used to work together until she abandoned and went to Maryland.
I'm sorry. It's I moved for love.
It's forgivable.
It's a tale as old as time.
Right?
So what inspired you guys to start your show?
So I started it last summer because I would listen to true crime podcasts. I'm like, oh, this seems like it could be fun. Mm-hmm. And then the rabbit hole started there. And then... my co-host was my friend Ashley. Some things came up in her life and she can no longer do the podcast. So Lexi volunteered and she's just kind of stuck around ever since. She started as a special guest and she's like, hey, I have more. I'm like, okay, great.
I had a list of like, I don't even know. It's a running list of like 15 now at this point. I'm like, I didn't know how many I'd need. So here's my huge list. But I loved it. It was super doable. I've always kind of been into like creepy stuff. Like I listen to like hour long readings of like Reddit stories that are like, okay, Reddit, what's the creepiest paranormal experience that you've ever had in your life? But it's like an hour long. And like, that's what I clean the house to. So joining onto this podcast was perfect because I would just throw the weirdest things at Kayla. Like I'd be like, you ever heard of the Monongal? And have you ever heard of Ever Dream This Man? And what about the back rooms? How about the not deer? And she's just like, go for it. Go crazy. Go stupid.
It's the slit mouth woman for me though. That one was.
That one was a lot of fun. I need to do a side episode on the toilet ghosts.
Yes.
Like the Kappa. The Kappa are pretty gross.
Is that another toilet ghost? I don't know about that one.
Kappa is, yeah, that's like the turtle guy that they like to eat intestines and stuff. And they like to go into toilets and like suck it out of your butt.
I smell a new episode by the look on Lexi's face.
A friend of mine who has this phobia that a frog will be in her toilet and will like touch her butt. Like
with its like E.T. like with its tiny with little foot,
like with its little flipper, and like she brings it up all the time. I send her a picture of one of my frogs. She's like, it's hiding in your toilet and it's gonna slap your ass. So like, I can't wait to give her a brand new horrible phobia of the turtle ghost that sucks your butt out of your butt.
Yep,
I'd rather a frog like tickle my butt cheek than like a turtle munch it.
You know, they're like sticky. Like I would worry that the frog would like stay stuck to you. Like you sit up and the frog is like, where are we going?
And you're like, oh god. How'd you get there? All right. So you kind of have addressed my other question, which is your show covers both true crime and like sort of paranormal / creepypasta type of cases. Can you guys tell me what's one true crime story that got you interested in the genre? And what's one paranormal story that got you interested in the genre? It's a twofer.
That's a hard one.
Back for this one. Honestly, probably when I was a teenager, first hearing about the Haunting in Connecticut case, and this was like years before they made the actual movie. I thought the movie, the fiction series, was fantastic. But I think I heard about it on an episode of like a Haunting that happened to be on like Discovery Channel. Mm-hmm. That is probably what got me into like paranormal and ghost hunting and just interest in that kind of thing. As far as true crime, that's a tough one. Like, I don't know if I remember like my first true crime case. I will say one that hooked me in with the podcast was the Slender Man stabbings.
Oh,
I was definitely into it before that, but researching that episode for the podcast was when I was like, I'm going to be doing this a while.
Yeah.
I think for me, like for the true crime part, I had to think about it, but thinking back was, I can't remember what the movie was called, but it was about, it's like late mid-2000s, Countess Elizabeth Báthory. Like the movie where like she's in a video game and like if you die in the video game is how she kills you in life. Mm-hmm. Stay Alive. I think that's what it is. Stay Alive.
Oh, yeah.
So like as a teenager, like looking into her and then finding true crime books in stores, it just kind of went off from there. As for the paranormal, growing up, my house was haunted. So like I didn't really have a choice. I was force-fed it. So
it was Mr. Curtis that got you into it. It was
Mr. Curtis. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Curtis.
Doesn't he still live at your mom's house?
He does.
Does he pay rent?
No.
Oh.
It's hard to make money when you're a specter, I think.
Yeah, the job market's tough.
Yeah. I feel like Grim Reaper is probably a saturated market.
Probably is, yeah. I also grew up in a haunted house, so I feel you. I feel you on that one.
One of the towns I grew up in was rumored to be haunted, and I definitely had some weird experiences. And I'm just trying to rack my brain to figure out whether that was before or after I learned about the Haunting in Connecticut series. I think it might have been before. I think it might have been before the case. This is what happens. This is what happens if you grow up in a haunted place. You make a podcast.
Mm-hmm. It's endless entertainment.
Do you like listening to stories about serial killers? Unsolved mysteries? How about a cult or two? And what about those lesser known serial killers? Or how about the legend of a cryptid that will surely keep you up at night? And I know you'll love a good conspiracy theory, because who doesn't?
Join me, Kayla, as my co-host Lexi and I tell you stories that will keep you coming back for more on our show, A Little Wicked. You can find A Little Wicked on Spotify, Apple, and anywhere else you can find podcasts. Check out our website, alittlewickedpodcast.webador.com, and our Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, all under, you guessed it, A Little Wicked. We can't wait to tell you our stories.
I have no more questions. Are you ladies ready to start the game?
Born ready.
Yes.
Sweet. All right, Kayla.
Yes.
Your first term is, I don't even know how to say it. We're off to a great start. Enthusiasm-uzzy. There we go. I had to like enthusiasm-uzzy.
Can I get it in a sentence?
I'm trying to think of a way to say it without giving it away.
Going back to my spelling bee days. Enthusiasm-uzzy. It sounds like someone that gets very excited about things. Maybe excited about like childish things or things that shouldn't really be that exciting. Like, am I like I might be an enthusiasm-uzzy? That's what it sounds like to me.
You're basically there. It's a satirical reference to enthusiasm. So you basically got it. Yeah.
Yay. Yay.
So I'm trying to think of how I would use like a satirical reference to enthusiasm. Like basically like the Victorian version of like, don't all jump at once. Like when nobody volunteers for something. Yeah. I'm going to pepper this into my work meetings.
There you go. I'm so enthusiasm-uzzy by that email. Thanks, Joe. Get right on that.
Yes, we I was just going to say, yes, we should color code the Excel sheets. What an enthusiasm-uzzy idea.
Slow clap. All right, Lexi, your first term is nap one's bib.
Nap one's bib. It almost sounds like I want to say like falling asleep at the dinner table, you know, like a baby taking a nap on their bib. Like that's what I want it to mean. And I have a feeling it's not that at all. But I'm going to go with falling asleep at the dinner table.
Nap one's bib means to cry or shed tears or to carry one's point. But I think it just means like to cry or shed tears.
Oh, I do that at work, like on the daily. So that's fine. My boss will be like, what are you doing, Kayla? I'm napping my bib.
What? You can't sleep on company time.
I was far off with falling asleep. With falling asleep at the dinner table.
Okay, Kayla. Okay. Your second term is braggadocio.
Braggadocio.
Sounds very 90s. Braggadocio, dude.
I feel like Austin Powers saying it.
Braggadocio, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, do I make you braggadocious? Braggadocious like animal. Okay, I gotta guess what this means.
Release the laser.
Okay, braggadocious. Ooh. Braggadocious. Somebody who is very pompous, very braggy, very full of themselves. My final answer.
Okay. Braggadocio is a 3-month imprisonment as a reputed thief or old offender.
Oh, yeah. No, I was wrong.
Yeah, it's like 3 months in prison. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking it was an adjective like you were, Kayla. Like, he's a braggadocio, you know. It's not thinking prison sentence.
No.
I know. And I was like, is that like a prison term you're supposed to brag about? Like, I only got 3 months.
I was running for 3 years.
See you later, suckers. Skip out
I'm
of
out.
Prison.
Peace.
All right. Lexi, your second term is Adam's Ale.
Adam's Ale.
A-L-E.
I'm going to guess it's mead because, you know, Adam's, if we're thinking of the biblical Adam, he ate the apple and ale would be alcohol made from apples, which is mead. Mead's usually made from like apples and honey. So I'm going to go with mead.
You're on the right track. It's actually water.
Oh.
Still a liquid.
It's still a liquid.
Oh, water. Okay. Yeah, that would make sense. Okay. I was thinking alcohol, but yeah, I guess Adam do be drinking water too.
This water is delicious. It's super choice.
Thanks God. Your best one yet.
Doesn't taste like sin.
10 out of 10. Would drink again.
He's just sprinkling a little salt on the edge of the riverbank before sipping it up.
Where'd you get that salt?
I don't know. Sodom. Not by the snake, Eve.
Not by a snake. A lizard did not give this to me.
It didn't.
Don't worry about it.
And a little baggy.
That's just my silly little secret. I like to think that spice dealers were a thing. Like, they just open their coat and they've got little dime bags of like saffron and poppy seeds. And like, hey, kid, there should be a Victorian slang term for somebody that does that. Like spice monger.
Spice monger.
Would you like some mugwort?
Actually, yes. Tea, but it makes you hallucinate.
Yes, please. Would you like some belladonna? Why, yes.
Yes.
Yes, I would. Well, I would like to thank Kayla and Lexi for joining me today for Can You Crack the Cramp Word? And before we go, can you please tell our listeners where they can find you on social media?
So you can find us on Twitter at A Little Wicked Pod, on Instagram, Little Wicked Podcast. We have a Facebook as well, like a Facebook page and group, A Little Wicked, a true crime podcast group, where we share, you know, just your run-of-the-mill true crime memes, funny stuff like that, just to get everybody talking. We also have a website, alittlewickedpodcast.webador.com, where we post all of our links to small businesses that we work with.
Oh, cool.
And there's a link for our Discord. There's like two people on Discord. One of them is me. And
I actually don't think I've joined that yet.
So no, you haven't. Isn't me. It's fine. It's empty. It's quiet in there.
You should join that.
Soon there will be three. Quiet.
Yes. But we also have a separate tab of like where we post all of our missing cases, people that we missing people's cases that we discuss, and everything like that. So
cool.
You can find us just about anything.
Awesome. Sweet. Well, on that note, as always, I'm Lindsay, and I'll see you next time with another tale as old as crime.